Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I think we just realized this is the perfect introduction. Every group dance you could do to this thing. You could electric slide. You could hand jive. You could Macarena to this.
The beat of this song is so versatile.
It might be a little slower.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, you could probably chicken dance to it.
You can do whatever you want to this song.
Gotta scram, scram, scram.
Scram, scram, scram,
scram. Feels like it.
I love it.
I do too.
We've gotten feedback, both good and bad, and we're open to that.
Sure.
We get it. But I'm so proud that it has, like, all of our street team members featured in a musical performance. We Please His Punch.
And it was recorded in this building as well as on our front lawn. And the video features the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
It's a win.
That was a very special day.
Ah,
very special day.
Wasn't it?
Yes. I just got to thinking, like, are we ready for one of those behind the musics? Like, how are things at Crimson Fuzz, right?
I don't know. Taylor Swift did hers before.
Is no news good news?
I don't know.
I'm just a little worried.
Are we too late to the party?
We haven't heard anything about what's happened after all this success.
Yeah.
Right?
After all of this success.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you become the theme song to the Morning Scramble, it could go to your head.
It just takes off from there.
You just don't know. But
also, it's like a rocket.
I'm not seeing a lot of bookings of the Crimson Fuzz. In fact, I didn't know they existed before this. And I really forgot they existed after this.
Well, we'll have to check. We have to reach out.
Because Tay, main man Tay, everything's okay with Tay, you know?
Yeah.
He's our go-to guy on Friday mornings. He sets up for the band. He hasn't really talked about his band a lot, though.
Yeah.
Just makes me wonder.
We'll have to get some information, get some of the dirt.
And it's one of those things he could just say, yeah, we broke up. And it'd be no big thing, you know why? Because it's rock and roll.
Right. That happens. For a band to have staying power... It's not easy.
Going off to separate projects.
Yes.
Right? Crimson's going solo.
Yeah.
Fuzz
is going over there.
It's a duet. They're just an acoustical group now.
You never know.
We don't know.
It's hard to keep a band together.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? We got them while the getting was good.
Exactly.
And this will live in infamy.
For me.
Yes.
For me.
On our hard drive. In infamy.
Infamy. And you know what? Just to be well-rounded, let's talk sports.
Okay.
Because there was a big sporting event over the weekend.
What are you bringing to me?
Have you ever heard, not just marathon event, but this is an ultra runner event.
Aren't ultra marathons like twice the distance?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
A 50K.
That's a long ways, man.
50K is 31 miles.
All right, so not twice a marathon, but still more than a marathon.
Yeah.
Because that's over 26 miles, right?
It's a big one, and there's challenges within this marathon. This takes place in Denver, and it's called the International Taco Bell 50K Ultra Marathon. It is not sponsored by Taco Bell, friends. Nay, nay, nay. This is a race that loops throughout the city of Denver.
Yes.
And includes mandatory stops at 10 area Taco Bell locations.
You have to stop at a Taco Bell while running 50 plus miles?
That's right. And you have to order something, eat something, and it can't be a drink.
And they're not affiliated?
They're oh, no.
What?
No, they are not affiliated. I think it's all caught up in legal because they're like, I don't know. Do we endorse this thing or not? It seems kind of like a
You're
lot
not
to
allowed
put your
to
body
have
through.
A beverage?
You can have a beverage, but you have to eat food.
Okay.
You have to order 9 of the 10 stops. 9 things must be ordered. One has to include the Chalupa Supreme or the Crunchwrap Supreme, and one has to include the Burrito Supreme or Nachos Bel Grande by the 8th stop.
So where in the race do you go heavy on the food? Towards the end when you know relief is coming up? Or because I wouldn't go heavy early.
Relief is allowed.
Okay.
Throughout the race. They have a zero tolerance on reversals of fortune.
Fair enough.
But if you need to use the bathroom, you are granted a bathroom break at any of the Taco Bells or a public restroom.
Along the route.
Yes.
Okay. That's part of the running culture, which I've come to understand,
uh-huh.
Which also grosses me out immensely.
It's, well, yeah.
Right. How many people at one stop take part? Do we know? Like, are 100 people running, so 100 people are trying to order at the same time?
Eric, there were 600 participants.
There
this
were
past
not
weekend.
600.
600 people
what?
Said, you know what? This Saturday, I want to do this to my body. I want to see if I can withstand this.
That's like an Iron Man, but like an iron stomach.
Right? And you can't use any digestive supplements.
AIDS.
You can't do the Pepto, the Alka-Seltzer, none of it. None. Oh, the burn.
As you started this, I started wondering if there was a restaurant that I could stop at 9 times in the course of a day
and run to the next location.
Have it entrees, and I can't think of one.
It doesn't make sense for your body to do that, to eat and run.
That is punishment on every level. The only thing would be worse is if you're having like hot wings and it was extra hot.
Hot.
And then that's got to work your way through the system, right? I know.
This is just punishment. This is self-punishment.
How long has this been going? Do we have the Blubboth anniversary? Don't know?
I don't know. They didn't even publicly announce who the winner was. I went to their website.
Nobody wins, Claire.
There's only
nobody
losers.
Wins.
600 losers again this
year. It's not a winner. Oh. Nobody wins.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Have you ever said to your kids, complaining gets you nowhere, so stop it? Or have you ever heard that? But I mean,
quit your belly aching.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, this is not going to fix anything. It's not going to improve anything.
But sometimes it's better to just let those feelings out.
I'm going to feel better when I say it out.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk about the weather for a second and how I'm very, very sad we haven't really had fall yet. And we're now a week plus into it.
I don't know if we're going to get a true, true fall.
This morning, which is now the third time in maybe 5 days, I've looked at a forecast and it has given me hope as a slightly cooler day. So then I go for a slightly longer sleeved shirt and I put it on. I'm fully dressed.
You had on a long sleeve shirt.
Then I go upstairs and I let the dog out. I'm like, no, it's hot and humid again.
Mm-hmm.
So like, stop coming at my sweaters, man. Saturday morning, parade. Oktoberfest. I was thinking shorts like a light hoodie with sleeves. No, it's too hot.
It was warm in the colonies.
This morning, I was thinking mid-60s, cooler. Finally, fall is here. Exact same hoodie I was going to wear on Saturday.
Mm-mm.
Took the dog out. I'm like, it's kind of muggy.
Yeah.
You can feel it. Put on this little polo shirt.
This little number.
Which looks good. But my point is, now I just have these piles of clothes I've attempted to wear, and I've not hung them back up. They're ready to go, like they're staged.
Yeah,
they're on deck, and I'm
you
looking
put
at
them on once, and then you take them right back off.
I mean, these didn't even get. It's not like the church rule.
No,
which was wear it for an hour and hang it back up. This was on my body for 5 minutes, and so it's staged and ready to go. And Claire, I'm telling you, I don't have an opportunity.
There's no chance.
Because gosh darn it, 78 and 83 this coming weekend. I want fall, man. I just desperately want normal fall. I'm sad.
That's so hard?
Apparently it is.
I do too. I'm with you. I'm right
especially there with you. Especially, you know why I think we're both irate, is we had fake fall for a week.
Yes. One.
We had a taste of it,
but
and then you ripped it from our
I didn't let myself
hands.
Enjoy it, though, because I knew
it was fake
fall.
I fell for it. I fell in love.
I was like, no, this is fake fall.
No,
I didn't truly
I
enjoy
in.
It as much as I want to.
I was all in. I'm like, well, good. I started moving clothes around.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, you fool.
No.
You did this.
You know what?
You did this.
This was a 1940s movie. I'd want you to slap me.
What have you done?
I followed, but damn it, man. And then just a good right across the cheek. Just
one hearty smack.
Snap out of it.
Yeah. Snap out of it, Eric. Get with it.
And you know what? That I feel a little better, but it's not going to change it.
It's not.
Complaining gets you nowhere.
Yeah. We just have to make it through somehow. I'll try to distract you because I need a little bit of help. I was so excited to pack my little snacky bag for work today. I knew that I wanted to get some grapes. The grapes are almost gone. So I got the grapes. I got a little meat and cheese snacker thing.
Like what I bring all the time?
Yeah.
Nice.
But as I'm sitting there packing, I'm noticing there might be a strange fridge odor.
So this is not the work fridge. This is your home fridge.
This is at my home.
Personal fridge odor.
And I'm trying to work through everything I know to be in there. And the smell, I distinctly know, has got to be sauerkraut. Or something fermented. You know that kind of like...
Yeah, it's the pickled vinegary smell.
Vinegary. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Kimchi?
Well, let's break it down.
I don't own any of that.
You were just in the Amana Colonies for Oktoberfest.
Yes.
Did anything make its way back home?
No. I mean, okay. Yes. But it was all like dry goods.
Oh.
Like we got popcorn, flavored popcorns.
You didn't get like a brat to go with and then it's just sitting...
With everything on it.
No?
Oh, dude, it's the brat with everything on it. No, I didn't get a brat with everything on it and put it in the fridge.
Why is that questionable?
Because
maybe
I
you wanted
know.
One for the road, and then you didn't. You put it in like, oh,
road
I forgot.
Brat? Why do you think I got a road brat?
I bet you weren't the only one.
Detective, you are off the case. You're off the
case. Now listen here, other detective.
I object.
You got to eliminate the stupid to get to the real.
Okay, well, done doing that. Stupid. Stupid guess.
But let me tell you, a road brat sounds kind of good.
Actually, I could go for a road brat right now.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Authorities say a man is facing attempted murder charges after a road rage incident yesterday afternoon. This is rural Linn County. So Highway 1 near Butcher Road. I've heard of Highway 1. I don't know Butcher. I went to a map halfway between Mount Vernon and Martell.
Okay.
About where... Lynn and Jones butt up against one another. Deputies say 30-year-old Brent Wallenmeyer Vandemosa was driving a black Chevy S10 when he hit several vehicles and then tried to attack other drivers with a knife.
Oh, my gosh.
Multiple law enforcement and emergency crews from Lynn and Johnson counties responded. He faces several charges, OWI, assault going armed with intent, robbery, interference with official acts, attempted murder, leaving the scene of an accident. Luckily, nobody was seriously hurt. That incident remains under investigation. Late last week, state of California legalized the sale of E15. So ethanol was not for sale in California prior to this.
Really?
With the addition, now E15 is available and legal in all 50 states. If, big if, but let's say everybody adopts E15 in California, that would be 600 million gallons of new ethanol to be sold to that state. That's 200 million bushels of corn. E15, by the way, could be used now in about 96% of all cars on the road today. What's got us feeling all right on a Monday? Well, we asked... Cedar Rapids and beyond, could you break a record in terms of number of people in the Especially For You race?
Did we do it? Did we do it?
The last number was 16,679 registered in 2024. This year, 16,682. That's three more.
Woo! We did it.
Three more is three more.
Yes, that's a record.
$529,000 raised this past weekend for funds for the Especially For You Fund, which provides financial assistance for breast and gynecological cancer screenings and services for individuals in need. Since its inception, Especially For You has the fund helped more than 15,300 people with 44,000 services right here in Linn County. It was a great day. We were in Des Moines, so we got back. We didn't make it in time, but we did a little brunch and then some shopping, and people are still wearing their shirts out.
As
I saw them
cue.
Out in the wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The,
which was great.
Race at 8 and then like right at 9. It's like poof, breakfast.
Everybody's
blue,
out.
Scuba blue
fueling
shirts
up.
Everywhere.
Yes. Well, that's great. I love it. Congratulations. 16,682 people taking part this year in the Especially For You race.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Diddy's sentencing was on Friday, and while prosecutors were trying to push for 11 years, the judge was a little more lenient with sentencing him to 4 years in prison, technically 50 months. He was also ordered to pay a $500,000 fine and undergo a 5-year supervised release. He actually broke down in tears and apologized to his mother in court. He also apologized to the women that he abused. His kids, prior to the sentencing, had spoken up on his behalf, and Diddy told the judge, "They need me. They're scared. I'm scared. I'll never put my hands on another person again. I've learned my lesson." His attorneys plan to appeal the conviction, so we'll see how long he actually ends up serving.
I mean, 11 was recommended. You got 4? Like, are you going to try to, and usually most people don't serve a full sentence, right?
Right. And he's been in for 14 months.
But then again, that is what your attorneys are there to do.
Right.
So.
Right. We'll see what happens. In other weekend news, oh my goodness, what a showgirl weekend. It was really Taylor Swift's world, breaking records all over the place. Within 12 hours of its release, The Life of a Showgirl was streamed more than any other album this year. The song first released, The Fate of Ophelia, the most streamed song in history ever.
Most streamed song ever?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. The album is selling to 2.7 million copies on day one. So good for her. She also dominated the box office. A limited release, Life of a Showgirl, official release, Party of a Showgirl, racked in $33 million
yes.
at the box office this weekend. The Smashing Machine, the new movie with The Rock, only made $6 million in comparison.
Wait, was she number one?
She was number one
okay,
at the box office.
Put this in perspective for just a second. Her ticket price was only $12.
Uh-huh.
So that shows you the volume of people that went to see this.
Exactly.
It wasn't in all the theaters.
No. We were talking to our friends at the
Marcus
theaters
yeah.
about how it was kind of like a big AMC push, but we had it at our theaters too, and I don't know if everybody knew that.
Well, based on those numbers too, and we were talking to the general manager at the theater, he knew it was going to ramp up as more people saw it.
Yeah.
Because there was a degree of we didn't know what we were going to see. But I highly enjoyed it. I love behind the scenes. She talks so much about her creative writing process.
Right.
And but then you get music and lyric videos on top of that and how they made the Ophelia video. It was well put together.
Right. I love a behind the scenes look.
Yes.
And it was really cool. Because I don't know if you ever commonly see how you make almost like a movie. Those music videos are so involved and so precise too. That's cool. Anna Kendrick thinks she had an experience with something unexplained. In Scotland, she was on the set of The Traitors earlier this year, and she said, first of all, the trip was incredible. Scotland, beautiful. And then they went to the Loch Ness.
Yes.
Home of Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster. And she said, I'm a card-carrying skeptic. Like Bigfoot, UFOs, what are we even talking about? But there was this thing that came up out of the water, and it looked right at me.
What?
It might have actually just been a suspicious ripple, but I'm telling you, there was something. I felt it.
You just said it looked right at you, and then you backtracked and said
well,
it was a ripple.
Well, it might have been just a ripple in the water.
Come
but
on,
still,
Anna Kendrick.
Felt a presence. The Loch Ness Monster lives on.
Charlie Sheen and a big hook couldn't get him. But Anna Kendrick thinks she maybe kind of sort of was in the vicinity.
She started with locked eyes and backed off to maybe I saw a suspicious ripple.
Could have been a ripple.
Could have been.
But it was an intense ripple.
You weren't there. You don't know. The ripple was big and scary and it felt like the ripple was looking at me. That's what we like to call.
Z's sleaze.
One shot weekends. We like to have a little peek into our world, we share with you, and then you share with us. It's just, it's good to see, you know, some of the highlights of the weekend. You can't do it all, right?
No, we cannot. You and I spent Saturday morning hanging out in the Amanas. We got to help judge the parade, which, by the way, Clear Creek Amana Band won Judge's Choice.
It was fantastic. And then we heard that they also had a competition that same day.
So you guys stayed. Shannon and I were driving to Des Moines. I ran into a bunch of the band members at the Casey's.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know if I was authorized to let them know they won, so I did not.
Dude.
So I didn't want to ruin it for the bus ride to the other thing they had to go to. But I was so excited that we got to MC for the 60th Oktoberfest
yeah.
in the Amanas. And lo and behold, your family went all in. After I left, you discovered all the Amanas have to offer.
Everything, my man. We did not plan on staying all day long, but the Amanas sucked us in. We had a fantastic time. We had some friends join us, and they're like, oh, no, you got to do Oktoberfest our way. You got to do it the way our family does it. So they took us through. We threw kegs. We sawed wood. My husband participated in a brat eating contest.
All right.
Yeah.
Nick, poor Nick.
He came in third.
That's okay.
That's all right.
That's pretty good.
It was impressive. It was a phenomenal day.
That is your husband and your daughter in the log sawing competition.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Is the guy in the back timing, or is he bored and on his phone?
He is timing.
Okay.
He is also holding the log.
He's the counterweight for the log?
Yes, to keep it in place.
I love it.
Yes. He was doing a great job. I believe they did it in a minute, 12 seconds.
That's great.
Not bad for a co-ed team.
Do you get to keep the little pieces of wood?
You do. If you so choose, you can take the piece of wood that you sawed off, and they let you use a Sharpie, mark it.
I'd put a string around it. Now it's a medallion. Now it's a medal.
They also have those.
Awesome.
They have little wood chips that you can wear as a necklace.
Very nice.
Let's
go from your photo over to mine. So when we travel to Des Moines, and we don't do it nearly enough as we should, it's a lot of family time, the niece and the nephew. Roland comes along. Roland loves the concept of the ride, and then the moment he's in the back seat, it is 2 hours of whimpering.
He's not a great car rider dog.
He's not, so he's medicated. And that pill is given to him so he's, I guess, chill for the ride, and then by the time he gets to their house, he's out. He is, like, zoned out. And you're getting a little bit of that look in his eyes in this photo.
Because the kids don't have a dog, and when they see your dog, I'm sure they go bananas.
They've got one, but it's a smaller dog. They're actually bigger than their dog. They love Roland, mostly for his size.
Mm.
Also, you give him a nice little scratch on the hindquarters, and he just loves, like, a little, you know, little butt scratch.
Yeah.
But you can see right here, that's my nephew, Hendrix, and he's coming in full hug on Roland, and Hendrix is all about it. Roland's eyes, I think, are looking for an escape.
I
think they're trying to find the nearest exit.
His eyes do appear to be panicked.
The trick with this house, though, this is my mother-in-law's condo. It's mostly hardwood floors, and they're the very slick kind. So he looks like Bambi on ice every time he tries to walk across the floor.
Very scary.
I don't think he looks forward to the trip, Roland, as much as the rest of us. But it was a great time in Des Moines for us hanging out with Shanna's family.
All good times when there's family times. So we got lots of great family times loaded up on the Z102.9 Facebook page, including a very spooky walk. Megan's son found a horse mandible, like a bone, a jawbone of
part
a horse.
Part of a horse jawbone? That's absolutely bonkers.
That's kind of perfect, though, for October. Kind of spooky.
We had some racing going on at Hawkeye Downs. Big thanks to Nate for posting that. It was homecoming at Northern Iowa. Steve, thanks for posting the photo from the UNI football game.
Yeah, we love seeing what you do over the weekend. We finally had Not Quite Brothers in town. Deb had a date night at the Paramount Theater. Loving that.
Katie went to see the Jonas Brothers just last night in Des Moines. Heather, happy 17th wedding anniversary. Lord and Lady Pickle. They got
Lord and Lady Pickle.
Lord and Lady Pickle. They got their picture at the Pickle Palace in those thrones just outside the pickleball court. I loved, and I recommend anybody do this. Diana took a picture of all of the new murals that have gone up in Czech Village just within the last month or two.
Oh, yeah.
But just murals in general, that will take a weekend for you, and such cool photos as well.
Absolutely. And of course, I expected to see some of these, but anybody wearing a scuba blue shirt and participating in the Especially For You race, Mindy, Jill, I love Ashley's photo because she shows what a lot of people do right after the race is you do breakfast. And they got a nice breakfast photo.
Thanks, everybody, for posting. Still more photos to get to, including everything that went down with the Annabelle doll, Esoteric Expo. Jaden at Night, producer Ben, they'll be joining us within the next 10 to 15 minutes. Stay close. More One Shot Weekends coming up with the Morning Scramble.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Reliving a weekend where there was a chance they weren't going to come back.
Yeah, that's
right?
Kind of a scary way to think about it, but it's true. The spooky, haunted, unexplained occurrences that surround this very haunted doll, Annabelle, I mean, you can't deny the evidence.
As we were looking at this entire weekend, this Esoteric Expo in Rock Island, Annabelle was... I thought kind of like the feature, right? That's the crown jewel.
Mm-hmm.
But there was so much more going on. And we bring into studio producer Ben. Good morning, producer Ben.
Good morning.
And Jaden Knight has gotten up early for us this morning. Good morning, Jaden.
Survivors.
Yes.
Yay.
First of all, they made
First
it.
All,
I can't
they
believe
made
we made it.
It was so good.
We're getting to like Sunday afternoon. I hadn't heard anything.
I always send my photo to Ben to get it posted. Didn't get a thanks. Didn't get any reply. I didn't know it was happening.
Kind of nervous until I finally saw something that was posted.
Well, we just like we're going to make everybody wait on the Annabelle stories. That'll come up at about 7:35. But if you could both let us know Who is Chris Smith, producer Ben? And what was this? You got an extra experience, a VIP experience. Nobody was expecting.
So Chris Smith, he's got a YouTube channel called Horror Road Trip, where they do ghost investigating. He's on a Hulu documentary. When we got to the expo to see Annabelle, we were kind of like taken on a little side quest to go meet this guy. They had to introduce us, and we explained to him that we've never gone ghost hunting or anything. And he wanted us to, they were doing group ghost hunting that night. He couldn't really get us into that. So he's like, you know what? We're going on a private investigation in the basement.
What? In the basement?
What?
Jaden, what building were you in?
We were at, it was like a furniture building. It was the Rock Island Roadhouse.
Okay.
It's basically what the convention was called.
So probably an old 1900s brick building.
It was actually the city's first YMCA.
Oh. Wow, okay.
So when we went down to the basement, we went to the pool room.
And
this, like, that's what it was called. I mean, when you, like, we've been on, like, a ton of cruises. It looked like cruise ship doors down there. Like, that you kind of, like, open, like, the metal doors.
That Art Deco-y.
Yes. Yes, very much so.
Got
it. We went down there, and, you know, we're playing with anything from EMF readers to the Epic Box to little cat toys.
Okay, let's break this all down. So, the picture right now from our one-shot weekend, you guys are holding something. What is that?
EMF readers.
And that reads electromagnetic frequency.
Yes.
Okay.
So, when they would get close to us, I don't think we ever had it spike too bad, but it definitely would get up into like the yellow, which means we had some sort of energy in the room.
Was around you.
Mm-hmm.
And then
what were the cat toys
what's
for?
What's a cat toy?
So those light up when they're touched.
So we did this also in the Ideal Theater basement.
Those were just cat toys?
Yes, but if they get bumped, they light up. Did that happen?
It did. Once or twice, it did happen. We had a lot more of like, we had like a bell. That could be wrong.
It loved the bell.
It loved the bell.
What is the it?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What loved the bell?
Wait, like my bell?
We believe we did communicate with the ghost.
We did communicate. Yes.
What?
The spirit box and the scrying, like some of that was our favorite things. We heard the name Orin in the spirit box.
I would say I picked out the name Orin about four times. Ben went in to do what's called Estes, which is sensory deprivation.
Yeah.
So headphones on and a blindfold on.
And you're listening to the spirit box.
And you're listening to the spirit box.
And it communicates through you, basically.
He had said stuff like Northern Command and Fifth and hostages and former. So I had asked if Orin was in the war. Turns out once we go back upstairs, there was a spirit of a man named Orin that had resided there that was a naval officer.
No way!
Like it actually, there was documented proof somebody lived there with that name?
Yes.
And you talked to Orin in the basement?
You talked to him. I do. I'm getting chills again.
So.
I'm getting chills. I don't believe any of this.
Guys.
It was intense. After, like, I did Estes as well. I didn't last too long. Something growled at me. I didn't like that.
Oh, yeah, no, let's
not. We did get
some
good responses from her, though. We asked how many spirits were down here. She said immediately responded 30. And keep in mind, she can't hear what we're asking.
What?
And then right after that, we asked how many living people are down here. And she immediately said 4.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Craziest part of the whole night, Ben did what's called scrying.
I'm scrying right now, I think.
I opted out of that one.
Scrying was really fun.
What is scrying?
Basically, I went into this dark room with these mirrors. And you sit down at a table, look at the mirror, and there's some candles in front of you. So you're just using candlelight, and you're just staring at yourself in the mirror for like 5 minutes
Ew,
in this dark room.
We did this in middle school, and then you call for Bloody Mary?
No.
And then you look for people in your reflection?
So you stare into your own eyes. All I saw was my face kept like blackening out. Like it was just going completely black. It did that probably like 60 times during the, which is normal.
No, that can't be good,
man. No, it's your blood pressure.
No. You can see yourself turning old, which is normal.
You can see yourself turning
old?
Did
you see old man Ben?
I did.
Do you have any children, Ben?
Towards the beginning of scrying, I saw some, which he said this was interesting. I saw some red lines kind of appearing and it like formed what looked like a skull in my face. That was not normal.
No.
And then towards the end of it, when my face was like turning black, I saw my eyes just staying and it looked like something was like kind of staring at me.
What is going on?
Say we went with some seasoned ghost hunters and even Shay, one of the girls we went with, almost tapped out. She tapped out of Estes really quick because she heard something that she didn't love.
She wanted out of Scrying, too.
Scrying, she wanted out. It was a very...
You guys had an intense experience.
Yes.
It was so awesome. I literally cannot thank Get Haunted Midwest and Horror Road Trip enough. Chris Smith, he did everything he could to give us the best experience ever.
He also said we're welcome to come back. Will you?
I might have
Maybe.
To.
We have okay. so much fun.
I'm going to get my own dowsing rods.
Jaden, you're a believer. You were all in, and you're excited by this experience. Ben, you're a skeptic. You didn't believe a whole lot going into it. Are you coming out of it a believer?
Yeah.
More so.
More so?
I mean,
I'd say so.
The ghost investigation was like on another level. I had so much fun, and I truly believe we were communicating with Oren.
Oren. Okay. We have to hit pause here.
Because that's only part of the experience. Yeah. This was a multifaceted experience.
What we all cannot wait to hear is how did the interaction go? What was the setup like? Did you actually, how close did you get to what is known as the Annabelle doll, the doll from The Conjuring? That's our first actual Z-File investigation. Give us 10 minutes. Less than 10. I promise. We will cut. If this gave you chills, I can't wait to hear.
I'm chilling.
How the I'm scrying or something on the inside. We'll get more from producer Ben and Jaden Knight all next. Another episode of the Z-Files coming up.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
Doing a little investigating here on the Morning Scramble. Something we're calling the Z-Files.
Z-Files.
We've sent Jaden at night, producer Ben, on a mission to figure out what's going on exactly. We had them go to the Rock Island Roadhouse Esoteric Expo, and in that was the Annabelle doll, the Devil's on the Run tour featuring the Annabelle doll, a very famously haunted doll used in scary movies, stuff like that. But it is, in reality, a very real haunted thing.
Put the Warrens on the map as far as people would actually be hired to paranormal investigate the Conjuring universe. You went and received so much extra. You guys got to ghost hunt the building. But the whole primary focus of this, Jaden, was to actually interact as close as you could to the Annabelle doll.
Yes.
We have that photo up now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. Walk us through how that experience went.
So walking in was kind of a different experience for both of us. I know that I immediately felt heavy. I was hot. I was like, something in here is very like heavily weighing on me. As most, I've brought it up a million times, I do have very deep spiritual connections. You walk in and it is like all of these different artifacts from Ed and Lorraine Warren's museum. So you're not just seeing Annabelle, you're seeing like African fertility dolls. Mm-hmm. You're seeing a mirror that I told Ben not to look into that he immediately looked into.
Ben!
For me, I don't really feel anything when I walk in there. It's just another museum.
Yeah.
But all the artifacts were really cool. I had to look in the mirror because why else would it be there?
Right.
They also had...
How was your hair? Did you check anything?
It was great.
How was your soul?
I didn't see anything scary.
He like looked at it and then gave me a thumbs up. He's like, it's okay. And I'm like, okay, no, that's not how that works. Like, it's going to come home.
And next to Annabelle, they also did have an actual movie prop of Annabelle from Annabelle Comes Home.
Because the doll is a Raggedy Ann doll.
In reality.
But in the movie, they picked a very scary porcelain looking doll, right?
And I will say the closer I got nauseous. I got really flushed. I was not feeling my best. Seeing other people take pictures is why I took a picture, because I'm like, okay, this does seem like maybe it's an okay thing. A lot of energy in one place was just kind of how I was feeling. You looked at her for a while. I saw something green shining in her eye.
I feel like that was probably just some light in the room that was reflecting.
There was no green light.
I'm looking at the picture. I only see some red light.
There's some red lights.
I saw like a green in her eye. It almost looked like she was a camera. It was weird. I quickly walked past Annabelle after our picture. I was like, you know what, guys? Like, energy's really heavy in here. They had a bunch of...
did my best, buddy.
I did what I could. I definitely got a lot of video of it.
Someone did get kicked out for disrespecting.
Yes. They are very, very strict about disrespecting.
So, like, mocked it? Taunted it?
Kind of mocked it.
Referred to it as this whole spiel.
Ah.
And it was, like, an immediate, you're out of here. And that was very interesting. I got to meet a paranormal investigator influencer. His name is Ryan. I follow him quite a lot. I love the paranormal. He did some work under Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Ooh.
And not to brag, guys.
Yeah.
But he asked me to get his back with holy water.
Wait, you sprinkled holy water on him?
I did the sign of the cross with a holy water spray bottle. Because he asked me to. So not to brag, but I blessed him.
So if you spray my back, I'll spray yours? Is that what that means?
That's the exact
Who
vibe.
Who sprayed your back?
So we actually got to, once you were exiting, they had a Catholic priest that offered to do a blessing with you.
You leave the chamber with the doll, and then there's a priest just to make sure you're okay.
Yes. Father Bailey did a prayer with us that basically said, the entities in this building, you will not leave with them. You will not go with them. And it was like, I grew up Catholic, so I'm like, this is like real. Like, this was like a real moment for me that I was like, I'm so glad that they had this available.
No kidding.
I mean, I definitely didn't feel as much energy once I left, which was good.
Yeah, that's crazy. You kind of need to do a cleanse, right?
Yeah, on that quick cleanse.
What could be possibly negative vibes. You don't want that coming home with you.
She had him going in for sure.
Ew. One quick relation to that. When we were doing the ghost hunting, we took a photo. What's it called when it prints out the photo?
Polaroid.
And when we were there, it had a couple orbs next to us, but we noticed when we got back here and left there, the orbs were gone. So that was another sign that like nothing followed us back.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's very good.
I fully say that.
As the two people that sent you out, that's great that nothing followed you back here.
Yeah.
And you attribute that to the blessing.
I do. I really do. I think having that protection over us, even going into ghost hunting, like, after Annabelle, we were cleansed and we had that protection going in. That is why those orbs were there and gone.
We didn't plan on that, but I'm glad it was there.
Yes. Okay. This has taught us so much more for the next edition. Now, a couple things are going to go down. Jaden, you're going to talk about this, I'm sure, for the next couple of nights.
Yeah.
So don't miss that.
Mm-mm.
What we need help, though, now is where do we send this crew next? Where is our next? Because this is the bar we have set.
It could be anywhere.
It could be. As long as it's easily travelable and it works with schedules and things, we'll send them out. Mm-hmm. We'll do some investigation of the unexplained.
Apparently, we've got a crack team here.
We do.
We've got a super sensitive believer, and we've got a skeptic who maybe is crossing over into the believer.
But I like having both sides of that coin.
I do, too.
Because they're going to see it with different sets of eyes. So you can get a hold of us, scramble@kzia.com. You can call and offer suggestions if you want us to disguise your voice. We don't have a problem with that. If you've got some inside knowledge or some spooky locations, let us know at 319-200-1029. Get in touch with Jaden as well, but there's going to be more to this story, and you'll hear it later tonight with Jade at Night. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you're here and you're okay.
And thanks for surviving.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
This is going exactly as we planned it.
Yeah, I mean,
send them out to a scary place. They come back and they give me the creeps.
That's kind of how we thought the Z Files would go
after their two stories.
This is fully what I expected to happen. And this time of year, bring it on. I am all about the strange, the unexplained, those paranormal investigations. There's something compelling.
Well, I'm so glad, and we didn't see this coming, but they got to do a private ghost hunt during the day, by the way, of the lower level of the Rock Island Expo building, Roadhouse building, which was a former YMCA.
Mm-hmm.
They, according to their story, interacted with a being, a supernatural force that said a name that then connected back to a resident who used to live at that YMCA.
They verified that, that was somebody that was from here. So you could kind of, it all made sense after a while.
Right. That was just the tip of the iceberg. Then they interacted with the Annabelle doll. And Jaden, as we expected, had moments of panic, dread.
Not feeling well.
A feeling of dread is an actual experience they say you get in the paranormal. So that was weekend number one. Claire, it's only Monday, October 6th. All month to go.
We are one toe into October. Yes. There is still a whole lot of October to explore. And so we thought, wouldn't it be great if we got suggestions of where we send the Z-Files crew next?
If you've heard about a place, we want to hear about it. Better yet, if you've had your own experience and can't explain it, but could give us a little background, maybe that's worth pursuing.
Sure.
So, for example, the Granger House, Marion, we've heard that before. You and I have investigated the art museum before, right?
Absolutely.
The Star Bar in Fairfax.
I've investigated that.
Said to be haunted.
Definitely.
The former Daniel Arthur's restaurant, right? Used to be a funeral home.
Yes.
Where are these other locations? In Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, slightly beyond. Somebody posted on their photo with Annabelle. There's a location in Bonaparte, Iowa. That's where my wife is from.
Oh, have you heard of it?
I don't know. I have asked them privately where in Bonaparte, because I haven't heard that before. But if you A, know a place, and B, better yet, have a connection and maybe can hook us up, they'll go. They will go. You open a door for them, they will walk through it.
The Z Files is for hire.
That's right. Now, if you're a little worried, we can do this anonymously, right? You
totally
can reach out, email scramble@kzia.com. You can call us. We'll be happy to not use your name. We could disguise your voice.
200-1029.
But if you've got an inside scoop on another thing that needs a little paranormal investigation from mostly a skeptic and a true believer, and the what she's bringing back to tell these stories on a Monday, it's fascinating.
I don't know. I think it's pretty compelling. I would love to send the team out again, investigate something new, something different, something in our area that's kind of spooky, strange, unexplained.
We will take any and all of those suggestions. scramble@kzia.com.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.